We begin the current daf, Masech, this might cut in daf yet Aleph. We begin three lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the theme of the previous daf, discussing that which is permitted to be done on Chodesh Moed because it's a Maisa Hedyet, and that which is forbidden because a Maisa Omen is a professional act which is prohibited. As the Gemara begins, Rab Shara L'Chiyah Barashi, Rab permitted Chiyah Barashi L'Migdal Oyhore, to go ahead and weave these traps that are used for the fish. What's the reason? Because Maisa Hedyet, it's very easy. It's a common a man could do that thing. Avol easily, but regarding making the nets that were used to trap the birds, that's forbidden. What's the reason? Because Maisa Omenu, that takes a craftsman to make, and therefore that's a forbidden act on Chalash Amayt. Rabbi Yehuda, Shori La'ama Tanura, like his name, Ami of the Ovens, L'Migdal Tanuri, to go ahead and make a new oven. And Ulurava Ba'ashvi, L'Migdal Mahilasa, to make a sieve, to weave that sieve. Now, is that really so? But Vatani, Rabbi Shmuel Torah Braisa, B'Shaman Evan agrees, She'en Goydlin Tanu L'Gitchil, you're not going to make an oven initially. How do you let Ami Tanur make an oven? Says, well, it's not difficult, depends when. Kaba Maisa Chama, in the summer months, in other words, when there is summer months, meaning in Pesach, because it's Tomachal Shemayid, when the earth is hot, there's no rain, you're allowed to make an oven because immediately it's going to dry up and you can be able to bake bread on it on Chodesh Amayit for the purposes of Yom Tov. But here we're talking about in the winter months, in other words, when it's raining on the Yom Tov, which is on Chol HaMoed of Sukkot, then you're allowed to make an oven because it's not going to dry bread until after the Yom Tov and you're going to be making a tircha of an exertion, not for Tzarech HaRegel, and therefore then it's going to be forbidden. So it depends when, which Chol HaMoed is going to be mutter or asr to make an oven. The next Mishnah, again, continuing what's permitted to be done on Chodesh Amayin, a person can make a fence, a small wall, legag for a roof, or mepeset for a porch, which are these porches that go in front of these large upper stories, similar like rashes that are made by the edge of the river Rhinus, if it's a maisa hedyet, if it's a common man type of a fence. But you cannot do a professional fence. So to shoven as a stuck, and you could plaster the cracks in an oven, Magil, you could also roll it with a roller, which you roll on the ground of the oven with this large wooden round stick to plaster up the cracks. Biyad uberego, meaning if you take it the wood with your hand, or you kick it with the handle, and you kick it with the handle of the with your hand on the oven to close up the cracks, or you kick it with your foot on the ground of the oven. So then you could roll. Avoloi b'machletzayim, but you cannot take this wood, which is in the shape of a leg, and push it on the plaster to close up the cracks, because that's more of a professional than a magila, than a roller. Now, however, hatsir, which is the, so to speak, the leg of a door, it's the pivot of that sticks, it's the, what sticks in from the door, and v'hatsiner, which is the hole in the doorway, which is the socket, the akayra and the beam, which is on top of the opening, which is where the door goes back onto, which is the lintel, the top of the door, and v'amanel and the lock, v'mafteich and the key. If all these things shenishbur, if they broke all these elements of a doorway, mesakr moed, you can fix it on chalash moed. Ubavach leiskav and lasim alach moed, as long as you did not intend to do it on the chalash moed. Meaning, if you really wanted to fix it any other day of the year, but you say, "Hey, I'll have time on chalash moed," well, then it would be forbidden. V'chol kvashin. An old pickling of brine, in other words, when you have fish and other things which you pickle in salt, if you're going to be able to eat it on Yom Tov, where you won't have to wait to eat it until after the Mayid, because it pickles very quickly and you can be able to eat it right away, then you can pickle that on Chol HaShemayit. Now, we said in the Mishnah, regarding the opening halacha of making a fence for a porch, so he said that only if it's a Maisa Hedyet. What's considered a common man type of fence which is permitted? So Rabbi Yisrael Amar says, Bahutza, it's with the palm branches, Vidafna and laurel branches, which you make as the posts of the fence, and you have the palm branches going through, and that's a very temporary, meek type of a fence that's permitted. Masnidotan, and the Bryce we learned, it means tzar b'tzar, if you pile up pebbles of stones, v'enetach batit, and you don't smear it with the clay, that's again the Maisa Hedyet. It's a regular person that could do that, and that would be permitted to be done on Chodesh Amayit, but not a Maisa Omen. Moreover, our Mishnah said, Shavan es ha-sadakin, you could go ahead and plaster the cracks of an oven. Umagil noisem amagili could roll with a roller. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Hashem Magila, if you tell me with a roller which is more professional, Amichari, you say it's permitted, so biyada beregel, to do it with one's hand and one's foot, which is not a professional at all, mibaya, isn't it all the more so for sure that you could do it? Why do you have to save them both those cases? So the Gemara says, no, Hachem, it's really one case. Shoven es sadakin umagil noisem, you could plaster the cracks and you could roll it, meaning ke'e magela, that's like a roller, meaning you're not allowed to use a roller literally. Rather, like a roller, biyad beregel, if you're using your hands and your feet. Avaleb machalatayim, but you cannot use that tool, and actually that also includes a magela that you cannot use, you can only do like a magela with one's hands and one's feet. The Mishnah continued and said, Hatsir, the pivot, Vatsiner, and the socket, Vakir, and the lintel, Vamindel, and the lock, Vamavtech, and the key, Shanishbud, if any of these things broke, Pesachemite, you can fix it on Chalashemite. Which the Gemara asks from a contradiction from Mishnah Masechtas Maaseh Sheni. Mishnah says, Ad Yamav, until the days of Yechonon Kohen Gadol, Hayipatish Makab Yerushalayim Achulu, the hammer or the anvil would be banging in Yerushalayim Achulu Shemayit, Achulu, etc. Now the inference is Ad Yamavin, until his days, they would be banging to fix these things Achulu Shemayit. Mikam Ve'elech Lai, but from his days on then no, he decreed and he'd stop this type of work. So obviously you're not allowed to go ahead and be banging and clopping. So our Mishnah says you're allowed to fix a lock and you're allowed to fix a key, but those are things that you have to bang in and make noise. So I thought it's forbidden. So the Malikash, not difficult, depends. Kan bidinafri. In when we're saying that it's going to be forbidden, with a patish, which that's an anvil, that's forbidden because that makes a lot of noise. And to make loud noise on Chol HaShemayit of work, that's forbidden. Kan, our mission that says you can fix these things on Chol HaShemayit is bidinagari, is from a carpenter, is when the lock is made out of wood. That's permitted because that doesn't make so much noise. It's not like banging with metal. Now, however, Maskev Rav Chizda asks, because Yemer, people are going to say, oh wait, Kol Rabba Asr, a lot of noise is forbidden, Kol Zutra Shari, but a little noise is permitted. What does that mean? Like, what's this arbitrary line? You know, either one of these is making noise. One makes more noise than the other. That's the difference. Elam Rav Chizda, rather Rav Chizda says, like Kashik, gives a different answer. He says, ha, our Mishnah is bimagoli, is using a large saw, which doesn't make any sound at all. Ha, bechatsini, but in that Mishnah from Maaseh Sheni, is with an axe. That's forbidden, because that makes more noise. And therefore, that's going to be forbidden. So it's either one's making noise and one's not making noise at all. But the differentiate between sounds, levels of decibels, well, that would be hard, he doesn't agree to. A second interpretation of Papam, he says, Kan, our Mishnah is Koidim Gezer, is before the Gezer, like we said in the Mishnah. Kan Lach Gezer. That Mishnah was told me after the Gezer of Yechon and Kohen Gadol, so that's very simply a resolution. Rav Asher, he says a third interpretation. He says, ha, the Mishnah Mai says, Shein is Rabbi Yehuda, who says it's forbidden. Ha, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yasi, who is brought later on the parak on the next Dav David Beis, that Rabbi Yasi doesn't require to do any changes for Dover Ovid, if it's going to be a loss. And our Mishnah permits all these things without a Shinoi, without a change, is Rabbi Yasi. Damir Bissel Abdimi, that he says, Man Tana, who's the Tana that Shina b'moyed b'dov avid, that you have to change even by something that's a situation of loss. A Chol HaShemayit you cannot do in the normal way is like Rabbi Yasi, not like Rabbi Yasi. And that's who the Tana Mishnah Maaseh Sheni would be like. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yasi, and therefore, no, you don't have to change. You can do it the normal way, and therefore you can fix these things in the normal way of Chol HaShemayit. Now, Amar Ravina, based on this, Ravina says, Kaman, according to whom, Madlinon he'idna kabyusa the dasha, that when the planks of wood come out of the beam that's on top of the opening, meaning from the lintel outside, and the beam falls down, we put it back in, we stick it back in with nails into the hole, that you're allowed to do that in a normal way without a shinoi. This that we do, b'chol demayada and chol shemayit, who's that like? So the Gemara, come on, who's that like? It's Rabbi Yisrael. Like we said, he permits to do these things that are yomtiv needs without doing it any different how it's normally done. The Mishnah said, if these are things that you're pickling, which you could eat, you'll be able to eat on the Mayid. Well, in question, then you could pickle them. So the Gemara brings a related story that Bedisa, which is the name of a river, Levi, which is actually the name of a place, Kavre fish, meaning they made a path for the river that the water should come out and that the fish should all remain there. And then also Kuliyama, so then everyone came and saw the ice of Kavre. They went and they caught as many fish as they could. And then subsequently, Sharlu Rava Lamimlach Minayu. So Rava permitted to salt many of those fish, that even though they're not going to be able to eat all that amount on the Yom Tiv, because they're very much salted, and salted fish is only good to keep it for a long time, but you won't be able to eat it right now. He permitted it to be salted. So only Abaye said to Rava, but what's now we learned in our Mishnah Kavashon, Shriyach Alech Mimba Ma'id Kavashon, we said only if you can pickle something that you'll be able to eat on the Yom Tov, that you could pickle. And, but here also, it's very much salted because it has to stay a long time because you have so much fish. Well, that's too salty. Not going to have to eat on the Yom Tov. It's a salt process that takes a long time. So how is he permitting him to salt it? Because it's such a large quantity. So Malay, Rabbi said to him, since initially, when they first took it, their intention was to eat. But they just ended up taking too much. But it was to eat. Oh, v'shavak lo pasti, but now if they leave it over, it's going to be a loss. So keprat mat yehavid dami v'shari. So it's like merchandise that you can have a loss on, what we call davar ha'avid, which is a loss, which is permitted to do those malachas on Chodesh HaMoed, which in this case is to salt it. That's one version of the story. Vikadam, those say a different version. Sharu lehu rava meitzad mezel aisu umimlech. Not that it was subsequently. He actually said, yes, they asked Mishael before, and he let them trap to go and to bring in to salt it. So here you don't have the heter of the previous version, which was, oh, once they got it, they did it for eating, and now what are you going to do with the leftovers? Okay, get sold it because double of it. No, he said he let them go and trap it. So Shem Le'abayabai says, what do you mean? Banan, but us, kvashon sheyochel lechem and kaivshan tanan. We learned in the Mishnah only if you can pickle that you're able to eat it. That's what we let. Here they're going to be salting it for months from now. How are you letting them salt it? So Malay said to him, Nohani nami, these fish also, even if it's being salted, misachli, it could be eaten on the Yom Tov, agav itzitza, if you squeeze out all the salt that's inside of it. Kihad Shmuel, like we find by Shmuel, that Abdullah Shidin itzitzi, that they went and they pressed it 60 times, in other words, they washed it off many times, and for achli, they ate it. So this also is edible. If you do something to it, you'll be able to squeeze out the salt. Similarly, the Gemara brings that Rava Iklibed Eshkalusa. Rava went to the house of the Resh Galusa, who's in charge. He was like basically the councilman of the Jewish people of in Galus. And of the Leshitin Itzitziva Achel, again, same thing. They did for him 60 times, they pressed it, and he was able to eat it. So to Rav Ikla, Rav went on the Moyed, Lebei Rav Shafir, and Aisul Kamaya, who covered, they brought in front of him a fish. There was Tilsa Bishula, a third cooked. Tilsa Milcha, a third of it was salted. Now, since they could squeeze it out, and therefore was able to eat it, and that's the point where we're bringing it. And until Satavia, and the third of it was broiled. So you see that it still makes it edible because you could squeeze it out. A related teaching, Amar Rav, says, Amali Ada Tzayadu, Ada the hunter, he told me that Kavra fish, Samach Lemistruche, close to when it's about to spoil, is Ma'ali. In other words, it's better a while after it was caught, more than the moment right when it was caught when it's fresh. Which Tyson says that in today's times, actually, it seems to be dangerous to eat it when it's about to spoil. And he says maybe the nature changed, like we find many therapies in the Gemara, which are not good anymore in today's times. Or maybe the ribs of bubble were better, and therefore it was better even after a long time. Another teaching from Amar Rav, that Amli Ada Tayada, Ada the hunter, told me that Kavra, regarding fish, the following thing you should do. So Tavya, you should broil it, Ba'achua, in its brother. What does it mean, broil fish in its brother? It means broil fish in salt, because salt comes from the seawater, just like the fish. Then, asuke ba'avua. Then after you broiled it, put it into cold water, which is its father, because fish comes from like the water, which is like its father. And mechle bebrei. And then eat it with its son, meaning put the fish into the brine, which comes from the fish, and eat it that way. And ishase alei avua, and then drink on it its father, meaning after you eat the fish, drink water, which, again, fish come from the water, so it's like drinking its father after you eat it. Another teaching from Amar Rav, he says, Amali Adetzayada. Adetzayada, the hunter, told me that after kavra, after fish, and tachli of crest, v'chalav and milk, litin gufa. In other words, after eating, you should weigh down the body, meaning you should walk a lot before you go to sleep. But litin purian, don't load onto the bed. I mean, don't go to sleep right after eating those things. Another teaching, Amar Rav, he says, Amalei Adet Sayada, Adet the hunter told me, Kavra, Tachle, B'chalba, these three things of fish, cress, and milk, Mayavalei Shechar. It's better to drink after them water and not beer. And Shechar B'lei Chamer, better to drink beer instead of wine. Hadin Lach Mashke Mesa Shalach, we shall return to the first parak of Masechtas Moed Katan, parak Mashke Mesa Shalach, regarding watering an irrigated field, which discussed primarily the things that are permitted to do malacha on Chayle Shal Moed. And with that we begin, as we continue to Beis, the second parak, parak Misha Hafach, which continues on this theme of what's permitted to be done on Chayle Shal Moed. Says the Mishnah, Misha hafach ezesav. If someone turned over his olives, meaning he prepared to give them on the olive press to squeeze out the oil, but v'idu evil. And this is not talking about in Yom Tov. This is talking about any other day of the year that some element of mourning happened to him, not near the Yom Tov. And now he can't put the olives on the olive press because an avala mourner is forbidden to do malacha. Or let's say einus. Or let's say something else beyond his control happened to him. Where let's say before the Yom Tov, he was going to go ahead and he already put out the olives, he turned it over, and then something beyond his control happens, and he can't put on the olive press, and then it became Yom Tov. Or okay, shehitu'uhu pa'yalim. That he hired workers to go put these olives on the olive press before the Yom Tov, and the workers misled him, they didn't come. So then the halacha is, toyin kayudu reshayna, what you could do is that you could put these olives on the olive press on Yom Tov, and you could squeeze it from the beams one time, the first time, because if you don't do that, it would be a great loss. And then the manicha, and then you leave it like that, and you now squeeze it more, until after the Yom Tov, that's the Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe Yehuda, he disagrees, he says, no, zaylif, you could pour it, v'goyim, you could finish it, v'gof, kadaka, you could even seal it in the normal way. In other words, you could put it onto the press, and you could squeeze it all out, you could do it as you normally do. Now the Gemara wonders that pasach ba'aval, he started off with mourning. He said, someone that turned over already his olives, and then that you were able, something of mourning happened to him, and you didn't explain if you could go ahead and put the beams to squeeze it out by his mourning or not. Rather, you just concluded with the halachas of Chalash HaMayid, because that's what you explained. You said that if, let's say, before the Yom Tov, an Oynos happened, so then it said you could load up the beam on Chalash HaMayid, because it says you would leave it till La'achar HaMayid. So you start off talking about mourning, but then you don't explain what to do. You only then tell us what to do on Chalash HaMayid. So Amar Rav Sheshi Bar David, he says, yes, there's a mess. This comes to tell us that Devar Mamatar B'mayid, things that are permitted to be done on Chalash HaMayid, are astur, B'mei Avloi, are forbidden in the days of mourning. In other words, that's why I didn't explain. Because you're not allowed to even load up the beam the first time on the days of the mourning. Now, Rav Ashi, he disagrees. He says, no, Loi Mibayi Kama, it's because we didn't have to tell you. Loi Mibayi B'mei Avloi, I don't have to tell you in the days of his mourning that really there's no prohibition of Malacha. But it's only because midrabanu, it's only rabbinically there's not allowed to work. And therefore, of course, Vishar, of course he could load up the beam for the first time to let it start squeezing out, that it shouldn't be such a loss. Ela filib amayid, rather, our Mishnah has to tell you that even on Chalash HaMayid, the isim alocha midarayisa, that the prohibition of doing work is biblical, like it says in Shemayis Chav Gimel, eschag ha-matzah tishma shibis yamim, sounds like that the whole Yom Tov, the whole 7 days, you now do malacha, which where that was given over to the rabbis to qualify, but it's biblical. And there, that's the chiddush. We have to tell you, but the Rabbanan, that it's a situation of loss, like it would be in this case. The rabbi permitted you to load up the first beam, but of course, on the days of mourning, you would be permitted for sure that same thing. Like his interpretation, the first one, that actually, no, we didn't talk about mourning, because actually mourning is forbidden even to do the first loading of the beam. Because what does the Braisa say? It says, Ilu Dvarim, these are the things, Ha'oisin, that others could do la'aval for a mourner b'mei evla in his days of mourning, but which is obviously telling us that he himself is not allowed to do, which are zesim afuchin, if he has his olives already turned over, toyan in loy, they could go ahead and load it up for him, they could put it on the olive press and load up the first beam. But he's not allowed to do it. Well, that's like Rav Sheshe, who says that the things that are permitted to be done on Chalash HaMayid are forbidden in his days of mourning. So to continue the braisa of a kadi loguf, if let's say he has his barrel to seal that barrel, upishtanai or his flax, lahalis min amishra, to take out where it's soaking, or if it's samar or his wool, lahalis min ayir, to take it out of the vat, which all these things would be a loss if it wasn't done, umabitzim sedeyu, and also they could water his field, mishadigiyo in samamishla, when it reached his time for watering. Which it's his time to water the fields, because that used to be the custom of every single one, that they would water their fields in the open fields every man on his day or his week. So other people could do that for him. So again, you see this halacha, like the first version, that this is forbidden for him to himself to do, like the halacha hapach abzesa, he cannot do the karishana, but others could do for him. Yehuda, he says that af zerin le sodin nir, they could even plant, these other people could plant for him his plowed field. And the sodahoy medis lepishtim. If he has a field that was waiting to be planted with flax, if you're not going to plant it right now, it's not going to be fit to do at a later point in time. And therefore, they could even plant his flax field. Which Amrullah, they said to Rabbi Yehuda, no, they're not allowed to plant for him his plowed field or his field that's waiting to be planted with flax. Because Amrullah Tizab Bachar, if you don't plant it in the early season, Tizab Awful, you'll still be able to plant it in the late season. And Amrullah Tizab Pishnam, you're not going to be able to plant it with flax. Tizab Menacha, you can plant it with some other species, and therefore it's not going to be such a great loss, and therefore they cannot do this for him in his days of mourning. Shimon Bingham Lilam, he says, Zesef Hafuchen, let's say his alves are turned over. And the only professional that knows how to go ahead and load the press to start squeezing it out that it's not such a loss is only him. Or let's say Kadi Logov. Let's say he has his jug that has to be sealed. The only professional that knows how to do it is him, the mourner. Or let's say Pishtan El Hazman and Mishra. Or let's say he has his flax to take out of the soak of the where it's soaking. Or if it's similar to Hazman Hayera. Or to take his wool out of the furnace. And the only professional that knows how to do it is himself. So then says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hadezi Yasa Batsinah, so he could do it discreetly. Yes, like Kainam Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and more than this, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Mhoyo Uman L'Rabim, if let's say he was a professional for the public, let's say Vesafer, and he was a barber, or Balan L'Rabim, and he was the guard of the bathhouse, and he was the bathhouse attendant, and he took from everyone their payments. And Vigi Yisr Degel. And it came time for the Yom Tov, which everyone needs to take haircuts and to go to the bathhouse. And the only professional who knows how to do this whole job, this run this whole system, is him. So this is another thing that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says. He could do it because since there's a loss, and it's also a Tzayich Rabban, which also had time to do in those situations, so therefore he's allowed to go ahead and do it. Now Harisen, these are what's called sharecroppers, where they accept someone else's field to make either half or a third or a quarter of the profits, or v'achachirin, which is a different type of contractual agreement where he accepts to watch it and to work the field for a certain set amount that he's going to give to the owner. He's going to say, this amount of core of pears I'm going to give you from that field, or v'akablon, which is a different type of contractual agreement, which is he accepts to watch the field for a certain amount of time, and he makes up that whether it makes a lot or a little, he's going to give a certain amount to the owner. So in those situations, the mourner doesn't all do the work. He has other people do the work for him. Now, if let's say someone is rented out to others, like a hachamarn, the donkey drivers, like a mon, or the camel drivers, or a fasapan, or the sailors. So these individuals, they're not allowed initially hire themselves out because since they're doing the work themselves. So again, as a mourner, he's not permitted to do this work. But if let's say they're already hired out beforehand, which we said you have a set amount is chakirus to give from the payers of the field, or they or their animals already rented out, it's lachirim by others for, let's say, a period of a month or 2 months, then harele yasu, then actually they themselves could do it, and that they shouldn't lose all their wages, and that the owners also shouldn't have such a loss. And here we don't say that they should do it alidachirim to others, because they themselves will hire it out. In contrast, by a sharecropper, he could have the work of the land done by someone else, so they could do it by others, but here they themselves could do it. Moreover, says the Brisam, Schir Yom, someone that's a day laborer, just hired out for that day, even another city where they don't even know that he's a mourner, and so there's no problem about Maris, I know, about appearance of wrongdoing, still, La Yasa, he shouldn't do work. Why not? So Rashi tells us, because since he has the ability to back out, as the Gemara says, Baba Kamadav Kefta Zainma Beis, that a worker could back out even halfway through the day, so it's not such a loss, because everyone knows that's what happens with workers, and therefore, he shouldn't do the work. Now, let's say other people's work is by him in his house. Let's say someone gave him an article of fabric to weave a garment. So since it's in his property, where he could fix it at any later point in time, so even if he accepted a certain set price in making this garment to weave it for this amount of money, loyasa, he shouldn't do that during his mourning. So it's like, Alpha Pisha Bikabuz? You're saying even if there was a set price for the job? What? Volume Boy Shainikabuz? And I don't have to tell you that if it wasn't for a set price, let's say you're getting paid by the hour, that for sure it'd be forbidden? I'll drop it to the contrary. Kibailas, when he makes up a certain set price, that is how much he's going to make for doing this job on this, sewing this article of clothing, Kididei Dummy. Then essentially it's like his own, and of course it's going to be forbidden. But if it's not with Kibailas, it's not like his own, it's that other person. He's just getting paid by the hour, and maybe they actually would be permitted. So Le'ema rather say what the Bryce was saying was that no, Ben Kibbalus, Ben She'in Kibbalus Liyasa. Whether it was with a Kablonis, whether it wasn't, either way, it doesn't make a difference. You can't do that other person's work in your house and during the morning. Now, let's say the other way around. Let's say, let's say he had work by other people to do for him. So if it's bebeisa, if that work that person was doing for him was in his own house of the mourner, so layasu, then the other people shouldn't do it for him, even though they're doing the work, because of suspicion. That people are going to say, oh, the mourner must be helping out, which he's not allowed to do. Or additionally, that people shouldn't say that it was during his mourning period that he hired the worker, which also a person shouldn't do. But if those other people doing work for him on his stuff in their house, well, then they could continue doing. Like Mar brings a story related to this halachas that Merion, who is Berei Deraven, Umar Berei Derav, Acha Berei Derava, those two individuals, Havalahu Hahu Gamla Detura, they had a pair of oxen, Bahadi Adadi, between the two of them, meaning one had one ox, one had another ox. And they would plow together in this yoke. Now, Isra be Milsa, but something of mourning happened. Bemar Bereder of Acha Bereder Rabba. He lost a close relative. He became a mourner. And Upaski Legamli. So he took out his camel, he took out his ox from the pier of oxen. He didn't send it to plow in the field because he was a mourner. And a mourner, just like he can't work, he also is obligated rabbinically of his animal not working. So, because that's obviously his work. Now, Amar Ravashi, so Ravashi said, Gavar Rabba, Kamar Bereid Ravacha, a great person like Mar Bereid Rabba, Ovid Hachi, did such a thing? He explains. He says, Nihi Dilip Seid Didei Lechayesh, although I could understand for his own loss, he wasn't concerned that he wasn't going to let the ground be worked with his ox because he's a mourner, fine. But Adacherim, but for others like Merion, his partner, Loi Chayesh, was he not concerned for his loss? Where if he's not sending his peer of the oxen, it's going to be a loss because now he doesn't really have animals to plow because he needed both of them. And like we said before, if it was already rented out or leased out by others, had Eliyasu, then you could let it continue working. So since it's permitted, like we said, then he should have been concerned for his friend's loss, where it's already rented out, and they should let it continue. Says but Mabridav Achasavar, he held that Adam Chashav Shani, a distinguished personality, is different. He has to be held to a higher standard. And therefore, for such a person, it's forbidden for him to do either one, not only if it wasn't rented out, but even if it was already rented out, that it would be forbidden for him to let it to work, and therefore he didn't let his animal be used in that pair of oxen to do the work, even though it was already part of this partnership, already from a pre-existing partnership.